100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a whole bunch of stories this week on the topic of belt. You know, let's get right ahead and listen to these stories. You don't need to hear me yammering and bling all over. You deal with that enough already. All right? Here we go.
Going Around by John DeCleese. Sometimes inconsistencies are beneficial. We have the asteroid belt and the Kuiper belt. But we have the rings of Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Haumea. There seems to be something deep and psychological about circular objects, and particularly related to the female of the species. Both rings and belts have been associated with marriage rites. Collars, another circular object, seem to be associated with ownership and slavery for the most part. You read about rings of power, about power belts, but you don't read about collars of power. You read about dog collars and leashes or collars with bells for animals.
Hello, this is Dr. Alex with this week's story with the prompt of belt. What does Santa keep in his belt? I mean, it must be a utility belt, just like Batman. How could one man crack every security code, pick every lock, eat every cookie, and sneak away unnoticed? One thing I'm sure of. Santa packs the adult-sized diapers. No, not just for him. For the reindeer as well. Think about it. If he travels all around the world and stops at every house, there's no time for a pit stop. When was the last time you read of a family waking up to a jolly man pooping in their bathroom? Thank you. You can follow my posts at medicinemanofseattle.blogspot.com.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Belt up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. In fact, I can guarantee that you'll be screaming right from the moment we start. From there onwards, it's going to be a roller coaster journey that will test you to the limit, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And no matter how much you beg and plead to stop, this is a one-way trip. There's no getting off until we're done. At least you'll have company for the ride. Because this is one nightmare trip that every one of us will be taking together. Welcome to the ride of your life.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week on the prompt belt. The conveyor belt carried a collection of distorted torsos. They had been hanging at the exhibition dock for a few weeks. Is this what they'll eat? The others nodded. Ripe and packed with protein, sir. Don't you think the meat is too ripe? How do you expect those damn humans to work properly if you give them this? The others looked alarmed. Sector 6 is proud to provide quality food. Would you like to taste the meat? Well, no, you taste the meat. Ward 2 became packed with Sector 6 personnel for a few damn weeks. This was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com for more crazy stories. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 661, with a prompt of belt. Well, I've got all the grandkids visiting for Christmas, and someone with messy little fingers messed with my mixing board. So, I don't remember where all my dials were set. They've done something weird. It sounds almost normal, but hopefully I'll figure it out. Anyway, here's my story for 661 with the prompt of belt. Bilbert frowned. How is not smelling bad a superpower? Think about it, his father said. Eustacia never has to brush her teeth or use deodorant. And have you ever noticed how often she sprays Febreze wherever she goes? Especially after eating her 7-bean casserole? She farts Febreze? Don't worry, son. Once you've gotten a few years as a superhero under your belt, it will all make sense. He put a hand on Bilbert's shoulder. It may be a few more years before your powers show up, though.
Well, to tell you the truth, Dad, I can fly.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning. It's Richard, and you're not getting any Christmas stories from me. This one's called Belt Up and Brace. It's always disconcerting when the seatbelt sign comes on without warning. When that gentle chime sounds for no apparent reason, your first instinct is to look around for reassurance, which is rarely forthcoming. The stewardess gives you a tight-lipped smile as she makes her way purposely to the front. Probably just a precaution, sir. Your ears strain for changes in engine tone. Every unexpected noise makes you clench the seat arms more tightly. You pray. It's just turbulence. Realization dawns. You're in a 400-ton metal tube, 7 miles up, and there's nothing at all you can do. There you go. Happy, jolly, Christmassy story for you there. Not. So until next time, when it's going to all be done and dusted, have a happy one. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called A Matter of Comfort. Timmy didn't like belts. The edges cut across his hips and made him feel massively uncomfortable. Mom, being a good mom, got Timmy a pair of suspenders. This suited him just fine. Through the rest of his life, he went beltless. There's a joke about a man who wears a belt and suspenders. What do you call this man? Insecure. Timmy never thought this was very funny. In the 70s, Timmy wore rainbow suspenders. When he finally passed away, the fools at the funeral home dressed him up with a belt. His friends removed them. He looked much better. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Yeah. If you'll gather around me, children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well.
Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry, and it's a beautiful evening in Oklahoma. Here's a 100-word story for you with Belt. Arthur pulled a knife from his belt and proceeded to carve a pentagram into the abdomen that had been rude enough to brush against him, causing half his whiskey sour to splash on the bar. Not that it mattered. That was possibly the worst whiskey sour he had ever tasted in his life, and he had tasted many. It was a matter of principle. Unless you provided examples to those around you, you could expect to be bumped into daily and without so much as a by your leave. Well, it was time to move on to the next bar.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I remember when my dad would take off his belt and beat me with it. Just wait until your father gets home, my mother would say, and he'd get home and he'd take off his belt and he'd beat me with it. So I did the thing that any normal kid would do. I destroyed all my father's belts. What are you going to do with me now? I'd say. He'd beat me with one of my belts. So I destroyed all of my belts, too. I destroyed every belt. And that's how I became Batman's nemesis. Beltman.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories by you on the topic of belt. Thank you all for being a part of this, and the next topic, which is up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, the next topic is irritation. It's the last one of the year, so come on back. I know some of you have holiday breaks and, oh, I never have time for this. Well, it's okay. Or if it's a case of, whoa, you know, I hurt that, okay, stay away. But if you've, you know, been on the fence or, I don't know, hey, the topics have been up all year. So what's your excuse? And the topics for next year are also up, so you can get started on those early. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this once again. And as always, keep it brief.